Good evening, Rays fans, and welcome to the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series Runalung.ca 100. Live tonight from Full Throttle Motor Speedway. Tonight is attempt number 3 to get this race in the history books. This race was originally scheduled as May the 9th. It's July 25th, and we're moments away from firing the engines. They sold you the full seat here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway, but tonight, you'll only need the edge. Let's take you back just 1 week ago and have a listen to how things all shook out in the Fertino's Fuel for Kids 100 and get you right up to date.
Here comes Connolly back on the inside. Great battle for fourth now.
Dave Connolly just punted the 77 forward, and together they blow by the 24 of Didero. And Alvin McNichol's going to have to send a fruit basket to the 82 driver as thanks for that one. He helped shove him back into that third spot. That battle did allow the McGlynn boys to get about a car and a half length away. But look at Sean McGlynn going to work on the 18 of Chad right up that left rear quarter panel in turn number 2.
Now McGlynn almost loses it in 3 and 4. They're still side by side for the lead, though.
Well, we're going to see how this goes. Brennan Didero down low. Sean McGlynn up high. McGlynn matching determination. They're door-to-door into 3 and 4. Everybody in the grandstand is on their feet cheering for the number 82 car, but he has got a mirror full. 81, Sean McGlynn is not done yet. The three-time champion is on the march and trying to find some racing room around the 82.
And guys, we got a prop right in front of you. Chad McGlynn is slowed right in the grass, right in front of you guys.
Chad McGlynn off out of corner number 2. Here come the drivers out of turn 4. All sorts of out of shape trouble. Oh! They got sideways out of 4, Jamie. That was ugly. Brennan Didero came down from the outside lane. And the only two cars to drive away so far are Brennan Didero and Kevin Trevlin. Everybody else is collected in turn 4. Here comes
Didero. Oh, we got one around in 1 and 2. Mike Nelson spun in 1 and 2. And
Merrifield into the passenger side of the 85 of Mike Nelson. The caution flag will fly again. And we have got a lot of action, both corners of the speedway. Out of turn number 4, under caution, the checkered flag will fly for the number 24, Brennan Didero. Back-to-back feature wins in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup at Flamborough Speedway.
So the number 24 of Brennan Didero, he's clearly a man on a mission. He's the hot shoe right now in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup. But tonight, a new track for Brennan, as it is for a lot of these different Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup teams. Some have never been here before. Others are crafty veterans at this tight speedway. And just like Jerry says,
tighten them up, because this is going to get wild.
I believe you're right, Jerryman. It's time to light them up at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. The green flag is next. Welcome, everybody, to Racetimeradio.com. Of course, we are live tonight from Full Throttle Motor Speedway. A beautiful night for a stock car race. Had a little weather earlier today. Didn't affect this place here, I'll tell you. It is hot. It is going to be slick. And we've had a driver autograph session on the racetrack. Drivers all going to be belting into those machines. And we are going to get set and ready to go for tonight's Runalung.ca 100. Going to be a great night. We're also joined by, how about Jerry Paxton? I know he's off somewhere down in turn number 1 and 2. How about you, Josh? You're looking like you're set.
Man, have I found the best place to watch a race, at least for right now. You said you got to have eyes open on all sides of your head.
Yeah.
And keep spinning like a ballerina and make it look good for the fans.
Yeah.
And he said he'll tap me on the shoulder if anything's coming at us at 100 miles.
The good part is you'll be able to use Dave as a pick, so to speak.
I'll let him know you said that.
Tell him I love him. How about it, Jerry Paxton? You down pit side, buddy?
I'm down here at the turn 1, sitting in the spotter stand.
Are you ready for 100 laps of sportsman action? Full Throttle Motor Speedway, let's hear you. Are you ready for some action?
Ready to rock, Joe, right here, center of the infield in the very interesting configuration, the D shape here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. And Jerry and I had a chance to walk up and down that high banking in the early goings. And man, is that something. You got to hold on to the wall and stop from slipping down. We took a quick look. You can go 3 wide pretty easy down the back chute into turn 3. But if you're the third man in, you got to get back in line before you come around out of four. It tightens up pretty quick out there.
Yeah, you're going to have to hang on tight here at this racetrack. Jerry Paxton, I know you were over on that spotter stand. We got you a second mic coming. But that one there sounds like it's going to work for this.
It should be better now. I was behind the fence, and I think that was the issue. So I got a great view of the front straightaway, turn four, turn three, and I think that's where the action's going to be. Down in turn four, I want to make sure I got myself a spot. Hey, this spotter stand in turn number two, it's awesome. What a view.
Absolutely. Going to be a dynamite race as engines have fired here at the racetrack. Our in-race reporter tonight, the number 24, Brendan Dodaro, the guy that currently leads the points. He also has won the last two races here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. We're going to check in with him in just a moment. We'll find out what he's thinking. We've also got Josh Wembler with us here tonight in the broadcast hour. Jonathan, you all ready to go? 100 laps here tonight.
Yeah, we're ready to go. This is going to be really exciting. A lot of fast cars. Nice weather out here tonight. Everyone's going to be fun to watch here.
Okay, let's go to the number 24, Brendan Dodaro, right now. Bren, you're all belted in. The sun is starting to set here at Full Throttle. You're ready to go for tonight.
Be nice, sir. Get up front quick and just lead all these laps tonight.
Yeah, going to be starting inside row number two. That's a good spot to start. Things will happen in a hurry here. How are those high banks? You got to love it.
Yeah, for sure. It just feels like a running up whistle here. You're dropping down into the corner. And it's a really cool track to run.
Good luck. I know we'll check in with you later on through the race. Go get ready for this. Run along 100. Good luck tonight, buddy.
10-4, boys. Let's go do this.
And that's Brendan Dodaro, driver, the number 24. Sounds like he's all belted in, ready to go, Josh.
Absolutely, Joe. We'll quickly go through the lineup after the Fast Five draw. On the point, he told us he had some black magic in his hand. That is the driver, the number three, Tim Tolton, starting in P1. Beside him on the outside of the front row, 66, the fast qualifier, Josh Wood, has got the front row start, but he'll be on the outside coming to the green. On row number two, the two-time race winner coming in, looking for the three. The 24 driver is Brennan Dodaro. Beside him, another fast qualifier in the 18 of Chad McGlynn. On row three, the number 82, the big 14, that is Dave Connolly. Beside him, rookie driver in the number 14, Brant Graham. In row number four, the 81 driver, a sub tonight, that is Kenny Grubb, driving for Sean McGlynn. And beside him, another rookie driver, the 77. A lot of work done on the car this week to get it back together. They said they finished the paint job at 3 a.m. this morning. That is the 77 of Alvin McNichol. On the back row, the 45 is Kevin Trevlin, and beside him was scheduled to be the Magic 8 of Adam Martin, who we interviewed in the pre-show. Adam has taken the 8 car off to the pits. We're looking to see if he can make it out. We are still under caution, waiting for the green flag, and we'll see if that 8 car can get back out in the field.
Yeah, it's going to be a dynamite race here tonight. 2x2 on the racetrack. Isn't that a beautiful-looking pace car?
It's beautiful. It's one of the track sponsors here.
As the cars circulate around, the green flag is about to come out here, Jerry. This is going to be a dynamite start to this race.
Really exciting. If you haven't been to a Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup race, this would be the track to put on a show and a half, I guarantee you. They are fast, and this is a fast racetrack. The big thing is turn four tightens up, makes a real race out of it in a hurry. All of the drivers have said the same thing. It's a fast track, but when you come around out of four, you better know who your friends are because they're going to be close.
As they begin to form up, still yellow flag out on the racetrack.
So Jonathan Schwimmler will know a little bit more. I know we are missing one driver from the field. The 85 of Mike Nelson had the troubles early on in practice. He is not going to make the call to start. Jonathan, any other cars missing that we would have expected to see here tonight?
Jeremy Coulter wasn't able to make it down. Doug Cathcart in the 48 suffered enough damage from Flamborough. He wasn't able to make it out. And it looks like we're getting ready to go green here.
Absolutely. The green flag is in the starter's hand.
Out of turn number four, here come Tim Tolton on the front row with Josh Wood. They almost had contact coming down that stripe. And Tolton will have the advantage. Enter turn two down the back straightaway. Josh Wood working to the outside again.
A little contact, and Josh Wood already a donut on the left quarter panel. Tim Colton has the lead as we complete lap number one.
Colton brings him around the second time, up the hill at a turn number two, and around the roller coaster, down into corner number three. Josh Wood trying to work the inside lane, but Brennan Didero is marching to the front in a hurry. He is sitting in the third spot. Now Josh Wood gets down in front of him.
Down the back straightaway into turn number three once again.
Tolton leads the way. The 66 of Josh Wood right behind him. And it is a battle for third spot between the 24 of Didero and the 82 of Dave Connolly. Right behind him, the 18 of Chad McGlynn. Then the 81 of Ken Grubb. The 45 of Kevin Trevelyan. The 77 of Alvin McNichol.
Better than a ride at Canada's Wonderland. Some contact at the front.
Yeah, Josh Wood got into the back end of the three car. Tim Tolton, Wood backed out. Tolton collects, continues to lead. And how about the speed in the number three car in the early going? He shared with us earlier, that is a modified engine they dropped in after troubles last week at Flamborough. No troubles right now for the Intimidator as he is pacing the field up front. Josh Wood now starting to find some speed in the lower part of the racetrack.
Brendan Didero runs in the third spot in that number 24, and he's got a fight on his hands. Dave Connolly wants that third spot. He is doing everything he can to try to find a way around that 24.
And we got ourselves a new leader, the 66 of Josh Wood. He's the Chevrolet out front. It's not a Camaro, but he has got it out front with about, two, three-car length lead. But here comes the 3, the 24, and the 82 for Tino Stodge. Just made a huge move.
Big troubles on that three of Tim Tolton. The caution flag is out as Tim Tolton is way off the pace. He slowed right down as he came out of turn number two. And unfortunately for Brennan Didero, he got up behind the three. That allowed the 82 to get around and steal second.
Yeah, don't know what's going on with that three car, but things didn't look like they were going real good there, Josh.
Well, guys, it looked like as they went around in one that Tim Tolton started to wash up the racetrack. And at first I thought he was going to put a block on the 24 of Brennan Didero. Now, having seen him go to the pits, wondering if he may have lost a tire after some contact with the pass when Josh Wood took the lead. May have cut something down. In any event, the three car is in the pit now, and the Tim Tolton team having a look to see what damage may have helped that three car go up the racetrack and then come to the slow speed that he did. Up in front, it is the 66 of Josh Wood with the lead, 82 Dave Connolly running in second, and then the 24 of Brennan Didero.
Guys, the three car Tim Tolton went into the pits. It's not a tire. They had the hood up on the race car. Now they are taking him back to their pit area. They were working on it here just in the laneway. And whatever is wrong, they've got some work to do. He is in a bit hustle one mode as he heads back to the trailer.
That's really tough luck for Tim Tolton. He's led three races here where he started from the pole out of the four races and had a DNF because of mechanical failure so far. Tough break for him.
Okay, eight laps in the books here as the field starts to double up. Starters getting ready to throw that green flag out there. Beautiful night for a race here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. If you haven't been out here, get to their website, have a look, and get to a race out here. There's a lot of great races still to come this summer, including the second half of the Rick Woolner Memorial. The Dynamite Race, you don't want to miss it. Get to fullthrottlemotorspeedway.com and you can see exactly what I mean. Tonight, the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series, the Run-Along 100 under sunshine right now. Josh, how's temperatures down there? Are you feeling any humidity or is it starting to lift?
You know what, Joe? It's absolutely beautiful. The sun's out, it's warm, but there's a nice cool breeze in the air. And I was just sitting here watching these guys, having a look at the front four, thinking back to a conversation Jonathan and I shared last week about drivers on tour who try different racetracks. This is a different configuration altogether. We see the 82 Dave Connolly very comfortable on row two right now. Did you know this is the first time Brennan Didero has ever seen Full Throttle Motor Speedway? He will be on the outside of the front row coming to the green.
As the field begins down through turns three and four, green flag back out and down to you, Jeremy.
And it is Josh Wood in the number 66 who will lead them around. Brennan Didero in the 24 running the high side of the racetrack as Dave Connolly, the 82, falls into third. Ken Grubb on the move. He is door to door with Chad McGlynn in that number 18 as he is trying to find a way to get closer to the front.
guy like Kenny Groot knows his racetrack. He's going to be a threat. He's going to be a factor in this race. But out front, the 66 of Josh Wood has a comfortable lead right now. Josh, maybe a 2 or 3 car length lead, but the 24 of Dodaro, as the caution flies, the 81 is around.
Hey, guys, that was some contact between the 81 of Groob and the 18 of Chad McGlynn. They got a little bit, let's just say they were discussing position on the racetrack, and there was a little contact, and Ken Groob did that wild slide through the infield, the back end out in the middle of turns 1 and 2.
Well, Kenny Groob was trying to make some time on the lower lane of the racetrack, and we saw him down the back chute pick up maybe a half a car length battling with that 18. But as we've talked about, it tightens up out of 4 and down the front straightaway, and you got to think that maybe he just ran out of racetrack and a little bit of contact there with the, I guess you'd call him a teammate driver in the number 18, and that's going to straighten him out. Talked to Kenny during the autograph session. He was very excited to be back in the car to race for Sean McGlynn tonight. He said, all I want to do is keep the car in one piece and make sure he gets some points to keep McGlynn in the championship chase. They escaped Flamborough after 2 weeks and managed to keep it in the top three, chasing that fourth championship for the 81 team. So Kenny Groob looking for a clean finish, but maybe not the guy that he wanted to tango with early on in the 18 of Chad McGlynn.
Jonathan, have a look at that number 24 car. Looks a little different as you see him down the back stretch under yellow, the front end sitting up a bit. It's got some soft springs in the front of that baby.
Yeah, that's something I was on Twitter this morning saying I'd be warning about. Through 3 and 4 here, the line that you take, especially the bottom of 4, there's a big bump there, and it tends to grind away things in the bottom of the car. You already hear these cars going through 1 and 2, scraping down 3 and 4, scraping real hard. I'd be concerned about wearing some parts off. We wore a sway bar bolt off last time we were here, hitting really hard through 3.
So the top 5 right now as they are on the racetrack. We got the 66 of Josh Wood out front, the 24 of Brendan Dodaro, 2-time winner so far in 2015. He's in that second spot. The 82 Dodge, the Fertino's Dodge, that is Dave Conley. In behind Dave, a guy that just about had the track record today, qualified second, the 18 of Chad McGlynn, and getting back into that top 5 spot, that beautiful black car, the gold 77. We got Alvin McNichol all ready to go in that. Is that a Camaro or a Firebird, Josh?
That'd be the Firebird for the Bandit. Joe, just got the update on the 3 car of Tim Tolton from Dave Middleton, who went over pitside. He reported it was the right front tire. The trouble, the stud was pulling right through. So they went in, they changed the stud. They went in a second time to tighten it up. Tim Tolton, fresh rubber, tightened tire. He's ready to try and make his way back through the traffic.
As the white flag comes out on the racetrack, cleanup guy's going to zip on off, and we will go back under the green flag, side by side, up front 66 of Josh Wood in row 1, outside 24 Dodaro, 82 of Conley, inside row 2, to his outside, the 18 car of Chad McGlynn. As we come back to the green, Jerry, here we go again.
Green is out, and Josh Wood leads him down, but Brendan Dodaro, the 24, going to the outside, heads down the back straightaway, trying to get the advantage. Josh Wood having none of it. He uses that low line to hold on to the lead as they come around to complete lap number 11. And Josh Wood, about a half a car length. Dodaro trying to work that outside lane, and it could get him in trouble. Here comes the 82 of Dave Connolly.
Well, the big 14-0 looks down low out of turn number 4. Brendan Dodaro, Mr. Highside, running that higher lane, and Dodaro sees the door wide open. Couldn't make it stick that time. 82 car still giving chase in the battle for second.
I'm looking back in the field just a wee bit. You can see the number 45 of Kevin Trembler. He's got the Canadian heroes all over that beautiful race car. He is marching his way to the front.
And the other driver that's working hard to get up front, the 77 of Alvin McNichol. Remember, that car was in pieces as recently as a day ago. They've got it back together. He is running in fourth and showing a lot of speed as he tries to chase down the 82 of Dave Connolly.
How about the battle for fifth, like a hot knife through butter? Here comes Tim Tolton. He is halfway back through this field right now, entering the top 5. Tim Tolton making short work of the back half of the field as he will now give chase to the 77 of Alvin McNichol.
Yeah, the number 3 car used used up that 84, or pardon me, the 45. He used him up big time down in turns 3 and 4. You watch when that 45 gets up, the 3 better hope that the 45 has cooled off a little bit. He did take a chunk out of him on the way by, but you're right, the 3 of Tolton on his way back up front. 66 of Josh Wood still leads this race, and it looks like we got 12 laps in, guys.
Having a look at the 77 of Alvin McNichol down the back straightaway. He is up and down the back bumper of the big 14 of Dave Connolly, and that number 82, a little bit of smoke being spotted out in the back end of the 77 about halfway down the straightaway. So we have to keep an eye as something may be going awry in the rear end of that car. Tries to dive down low in the middle of 3 and 4. Couldn't quite get there, but Alvin McNichol is up on the wheel trying to get into the top 3.
And that is the best news possible for the 24 of Brennan Didero, as Dave Connolly in that 82 is really occupied with the 77 of McNichol on his back bumper. That's giving Brennan Didero the opportunity to try to put a little real estate between him and that 82 car.
The 66 of Josh Woods still out front. Got a healthy lead right now over the 24 of Brendan Didero. But right on his back bumper in the 82, that is Dave Connolly having a good run here tonight, followed by the 77 of McNichol. 2, 3, 4, you can throw a blanket over those guys.
The 3 car of Tim Tolton showing some battle scars right away. The fender torn away on that right side, the right front fender, and it's flapping out there. I'm going to say he'll probably lose that very shortly. And Chad McGlynn in the 18 running right behind him is not going to be the one that wants to find it.
Tonight's race probably more of a sprint than we've seen at any other racetrack. 100 laps the distance, but it won't take them long to zip around this full throttle motor speedway. A very, very fast quarter mile, high bank like you've never seen anywhere else in Ontario. The 66 of Josh Wood just eating it up right now.
And right now, still that battle for second. 24, Brennan Didero with a mirror full of the 82, Dan Connolly. But Connolly's attention is split. 77, the rookie, the bandit, Alvin McNichol, is stalking that bright red number 82 car. Not a hard car to spot. He's basically a target out there for the 77. Another black car, an Intimidator, in the number 3, Tim Tolton, rounding out the top 5. He leads the 18 of Chad McGlynn now down the back straightaway and marching his way through the traffic behind him. The 81 of Kenny Grubb is trying to put together a rebound after that early spin down in turn number 2. Kenny Grubb around the 45 of Kevin Trevlin. He's leading the second pack of cars.
The 82 of Dave Connolly, all kinds of loose that time in turns 1 and 2. Also down in 3 and 4. Dave Connolly will be looking for adjustments. If a yellow comes out, I wouldn't doubt, guys, you're going to see him duck in and get something done with that car. I could be wrong, but that thing looks evil right now.
And guys, we always talk about tire wear, saving something for the end. I don't think anybody's worried about it tonight. They are giving it all they've got, and those tires are taking a beating. That right rear is going to get angry if they're not careful.
The 66 of Josh Wood continues to put good cars, down the lap. But latest victim, the 45 of Kevin Trevlin. It's not a fast car tonight, but man, the 66 is on rails.
The battle right now was in third there for a moment. The 8 car of Adam Martin slowed up the pack as they went around on the high side. Now Connolly with McNichol and Tolton running nose to tail as they came around the 8 car. That battle will continue. The 8 car is clear. 3 down as they go down the front chute this time. And Tolton checks the inside of the 77.
Well, Jonathan, what do you think so far? Do you see anything that surprises you?
I'm all big smiles. This is great racing. The 82, 77, just look under the 82. The 82's got a really nice line. I actually like his line. He's straightened out the corners, but it's leaving his inside door open. The 77 just put his nose down in there.
And the battle back up front with 32 laps in the books. 66 of Josh Wood continues to lead. His lead is increasing as we look at it. The 66 hits the start finish line. The 24, which is in second spot, just came out of turn number three. The three, oh, we got some problems on the track. The three of Tolton slows on the high side. That will draw the yellow flag.
And troubles again for the three car of Tim Tolton. He had just two laps ago got under and by the 77 of Alvin McNichol, was all over the back end of the 82 Dave Connolly on that lap, came out of turn number two, and something died on the three car. He went from the bottom of the track, down the back chute, up to the high part of turn number three, cruised it down and around at a four, and now sits stalled on the front straightaway just ahead of turn number one.
So just checking the scoring data here, we have everyone up to Kenny Grube still on the lead lap. Anyone behind Kenny Grube's off lap down.
And guys, with the pace that Josh Wood is setting, he's running close to his qualifying speed, I think. He is on rails. That car is working beautifully for him. And I wouldn't be surprised if he pulls a Tagliani on us tonight. He'll lap this entire field before we're done.
Well, if you want to know how fast 13 and a half seconds is, I'm not sure just how many rotations I've made here on the hill in the infield, but I have started a divot.
You've begun the process of screwing yourself into the ground?
Need one of those crew chief swivel chairs.
That'd get dizzy in a hurry. Well, now we're going to see a battle at the front again, because the one thing this caution will do is tighten up the front half of this field, and that is probably the last thing that Josh Wood wanted to see at this point. He is in a points battle with the 24, Brendan Dodaro, and guess who's going to be starting right beside him on the front row when we come back to the green.
And as we all know, Brendan Dodaro in that number 24 does prefer to run the high line. He likes to run on the outside. Just not sure that's the preferred line here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway.
Okay, we're going to check in right now with the 82 for Tino's Dodge. We got Dave Connolly. Dave, your slip sliding a wee bit. Nice and warm out here tonight.
Yeah, we're getting going here. We're going to be in a bit of a struggle to hang back on the 77, but we're going to try and keep her wide.
10-4, we'll let you go. We can see you're going to get busy here as the white flag's coming out. Good luck, bud.
This is a really unique track where that second groove comes into play. One and two, the last three races have been won here, has been high-line dominant races.
Dave Connolly was talking with the crew just before we went to him there, talking about maybe coming in and getting some adjustments done to that Fortino's Dodge. Dave decided against it. He's going to stay on the track. The green flag is about to come back out. The 66 of Wood, the 24 of Dodaro take the green flag.
And Josh Wood will lead them down into turns one and two. Alvin McNichol in the 77 pushing hard on the outside. Dave Connolly doing exactly what he said. He's holding back just a touch as Brendan Dodaro in that 24 in second spot starting to get as close as he can to that 66. And that's a little close for comfort, I'm sure, for Josh Wood.
Well, Josh Wood setting a blistering pace once again. He will pull another car length on the 24 of Brendan Dodaro, this time down the front straightaway. The battle is being fought in third right now, side by side. Dave Connolly down low, Alvin McNichol up high, and McNichol deep into corner number three. He'll come around number to number down the front straightaway.
And down they come to turn number one with McNichol on the outside, fighting it hard. And it's Connolly who has the advantage as they get to turn three.
What a race, side by side for the third spot, the 82 of Connolly, the 77 of McNichol. Man, what a show these guys are putting on. The 77, real loose, Josh, off turn two.
Alvin McNichol a little bit sideways in two, and here he goes again, kicking the back end around in turn number four. McNichol has got a handful of wheel right now, trying to make it stick through the turn. He loses a half car length to Connolly. Down the front, down the back straightaway, sorry, the 18. Chad McLean now watching as the 77 washes up the racetrack in turn number four.
And that 82 of Dave Connolly, if you get a look at the right side of the car, it is covered in black donuts. That is the 77 of McNichol leaning on him as they were going through the turns. Maybe that's where some of his handling issues are coming from.
Your top three right now, the 66 of Wood. He is out front, the 24 of Dodaro. Lena Gould back in second. Caution flag is back out. The 81 on the high side. Kenny Groob's got a problem on that car.
He's got a big problem in the right front corner. The right wheel is tipped in and back. I don't think it's supposed to steer like that. He was trying to go left, and that right front wheel is going right.
Okay, guys, we're going to step out, take a quick break. We will be back live from Full Throttle Motor Speedway tonight, the Lucas Oil 100.
And the base keeps running, running, and running.
Hi, race fans. This is Gord Bennett, owner of Full Throttle Motor Speedway, and you're listening to Racetime Radio. We'll be right back. See you each and every Friday night at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. Under the lights at Full Throttle Motor Speedway.
Saturday, August the 8th. It's the 16th annual Atlantic Cat 250, the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, live from Scotia Speed World.
And Dylan Blankhorn is pulling out all the stops. There's no saving anything anymore.
At 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
I think the spotter said, show me what you got. We're seeing it now.
The claws will come out.
Cassius Clark in the 08 is around.
Here we go. Here's the bell. You got a bell on that thing?
For the Atlantic Cat 250, August the 8th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, live, like the flight coverage, worldwide at racetimeradio.com. Tonight's live Racetime Radio broadcast is presented by Thassen Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is Victory Lane ready. Visit DawsonDental.ca, Quality Inn, Halifax Airport. Also powered by BP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
Race Time Radio.
With Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway. You guys even gave us your best hockey coach right from the wings. Well, we can't thank you enough in the city of Toronto, Roger.
At first I thought Babcock left because of money, but then I heard it was because of the great vacation program. Well, he'll have April and May off every year. So.
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Race Time Radio. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks. Sirius XM 167. Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Racetime Radio.
And welcome back, everybody, live tonight. Full Throttle Motor Speedway. Josh, what do you got down there, buddy?
Actually, Jerry's got, looks like Kenny Grubb over in corner number two.
You're right, I did catch up with him. Ken, that was a tough deal there. Just looked like that front wheel, something broke in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if maybe me and Chad, we touched her at maybe lap 10. When I ran the infield, I don't know if that was what started it, but it seemed the car seemed to handle okay, and all once it just went in turn for me, so that's when the ball joint let go.
I see the cleanup crew was nice enough to give you a souvenir.
Yeah, the car was working pretty good. I seen Chad in 77 going at it, and I let off to let Chad back in beside 77 there, and I was just sending him back. But I think we probably could have finished in the top five if nothing happened.
Unfortunate incident. Good luck tonight, Ken. His night got cut short. Ken Groob in that 81. It's on the hook, headed back. They've got some big work to do.
As the white flag comes out on the racetrack, we're getting ready to go back under the green flag here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. The runalung.ca 100. The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. The 66 of Josh Wood, the 24 of DeVero. It's a replay from the beginning. Oh, we got a problem with the 82 of Dave Conlon. He slows and goes right to the back of the field, guys.
Hey, guys, there's big trouble underneath the 82 car. There are sparks going. Something's rusting down on the racetrack. Could be losing a tire, but he is not in good shape.
Up in front, Josh Wood, the 66, commands the lead. Brendan Didero gave him a run on the outside for about one lap as we got back restarted, and now he falls again in behind the number 66 car. Alvin McNichol, the 77, hanging tough in third. The back end of that car continues to want to jump away every time he goes into the corner. He is working hard on that one. Just behind him is the 18 of Chad McLean into the top five, and then the 45 of Kevin Sutherland rounding out those fast five up front, and they are running nose to tail.
The 82 of Conley, shower of sparks, and he is going to head back to the pits. Tough, tough break for the 82 for Tino's Dodge.
I'm Josh Wood up in front continues to lead the way as he pulls away a couple of car lengths on the 24 of Brendan Didero. Alvin McNichol in that 77 running in third. Chad McGlynn in the 18 right behind him. And McGlynn's windshield looks like it's covered in some sort of fluid, and I think that may be coming from Alvin McNichol's number 77.
And Jonathan Schwimmler up in the tower. We're just past the halfway point of this race. What are your thoughts right now in that front five, and what might be going on with the 77? Because that smoke is getting worse.
The 77 just did a lot of repairs to his rear axle over the week. Maybe something just didn't get done up right, and he's leaking a little bit of rear end fluid.
Just past halfway here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway, lap 53. The 66 of Wood hasn't got the lead that he had once here today. About three car lengths lead, Josh, over the 24 of Didero. And the 77 of McNichol, followed by the 18 of McGlynn. And look at this, the 45 of Kevin Tremlin has worked his way into that top five. Way to go, Canadian heroes.
Well, Josh Wood in the number 66 was able to win the first race of the 2015 season on tire conservation. He held out at Sauble Speedway. You gotta wonder if 24 Brendan Didero right now is running just enough to stay with the 66, but is holding something back. You just don't see the 24 entering the corners as hot as the 66. Josh Wood is starting to slowly climb up the racetrack in that 66 car in about the middle of the corner. This front battle could heat up as we get into the closing lap.
Yeah, a lot of smoke coming out of the back end of that 77 car, McNichol. Don't know whether it's tire, smoke, or what it is, Jerry. You got a better vantage point?
Well, as I mentioned, the number 18, the windshield of Chad McGlynn. That windshield has a glisten to it. You can see there's some sort of moisture on it, and I believe that's coming out of the 77 car. It's not super thick, but it's definitely there.
Well, it's going to last another 40 laps if the 77's going to finish this race. Up front, we've got the 66 of Wood. The 24 car of Didero sitting in second spot. Kind of looks like he's just sitting, biding his time, Jonathan.
24's doing a great job with the tire management right now. This is a really hard track on rear ends. In 2013, the fall race, we had four broken rear ends throughout the field at the end of the race.
How about the job tonight by Adam Martin? Back in that eighth car, he was a late starter, but it looks like he's got it going pretty good now, Josh.
Adam Martin got it put back together again, looking for a clean finish right now. One spot ahead of him, though. Have a look at another rookie in the field, the number 14. Brad Graham, who just out of turn four there, was up and down the back bumper of the 45, Kevin Tremblay. Only a couple spots behind the 77 of Alvin McNichol. That is your big-time rookie battle in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup in 2015. And right now, Brad Graham up and down the back bumper again of the 45 of Tremblay as he's looking to put that 14 car up into the top five.
What a beautiful night for a stock car race here tonight at Full Throttle Motor Speedway. Located just outside Durham, Ontario. Talk about a fast quarter-mile racetrack. High-banked, beautiful facility. Gord Bennett and staff have done a tremendous job at this place. He's even got Dave Middleton on the infield. Look at him go.
Well,
over
enjoy,
to you, Jerry.
Josh Wood in that 66 and the 24 of Brendan Didero separated by about two car lengths, and that's not changing as they turn the laps. I think both of them are in tires. Conservation mode, trying to save a little for the end. I expect we're going to see a good one start to open up here in about 15 more laps.
If there's anything we've learned at all with the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup, we've done every single lap of this series since race number one at the beginning of the season, and we will have every single lap all season long. If we've learned anything, Josh Paxton, we've learned the fact that things change. Cars do drop off in this series, and we've got a long green flag run ahead of us right now as the 14 makes a move on Tremblay.
And that long green flag run is spelling bad news for the 82 of Dave Connolly. He is sitting in pit road trying to come back onto the racetrack. I believe he has to wait for a caution. He'd love one. He wants to come back racing.
Have a look at the front of the field. Brendan Didero is starting to chip away at the lead that Josh Wood had built. Didero up to the back bumper that time out of turn number four. We are inside, 30 laps to go, and De Niro has flipped the switch. He is coming for the 66 car.
If you got it, use it. This is where De Niro will start turning it on, Jerry, as he works his way down into turn one and two. Let's see what he's got on the exit. The car looks stable.
That 24 car looking very stout, and I have to wonder if Josh Wood didn't run some of the tires off his number 66 with those fast laps in the early going. Didero closing the gap as they came out of two down the back straightaway, and Didero now trying to look for the advantage. He's looking high in turn four. He'll cut it back to come down. Almost went to the inside down the front straightaway. Looks high again in one and two. And I think Didero is starting to test Josh Wood for the weakness.
Mr. Highside looks to be setting up for the crossover. He continues to look to that right rear corner on the 66 on entry and then drops right down the track on exit. Josh Wood, though, schooling as he watches the 24 in his rearview mirror. He has started to change his line around the racetrack to take that momentum away from the 24. Brendan Didero may have to try another move as we approach 20 laps to go in the run along 100, the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup.
What a season it's been so far for the 24 of Didero. Didn't win a race in many years of competition in this series. He comes into 2015, wins two in a row, and if he can get by the 66, make it three.
And Didero trying hard to get around Josh Wood in that 66. And now Josh Wood trying to run away a little bit. Didero will not let him go. He is able to stay right with him as they come down the front straight to turn one and two. And right now, it looks like the 24 is cornering just a little better than the 66.
Well, the one thing this battle up front is missing is a McGlynn. Sean McGlynn not running tonight. The 81 car is out. A broken ball joint for Kenny Crowe. He sits in the pits to watch this one finish. Outside of the top three, trying to find a way around the 77. The bandit Alvin McNichol is the 18 of Chad McGlynn. That battle for third is about a half a speedway away as the leaders come out of two. That battle coming around out of four.
Lap 83 coming to 84 for the 66 of Wood. That big lead he had at one point, Jerry, has evaporated. The 24 of Didero has rolled right in within a bumper length in the turns.
And just about a lap ago, they were coming down into turn number one. Josh Wood really slowed it down, and Brendan Didero had to climb all over the brakes. The 24 car was fishtailing around as he tried to slow it down and not make contact with the 66 of Wood. Josh Wood may be running just fast enough to stay in front of Didero for the moment. I think Didero is coming, and he's coming now.
Hey, guys, there is a change of smell out here, and it's not Dave Middleton. There is something going on, and I think it is the 77. Whatever's been going on that we've been watching, I think he may be running out of fluid. It smells like something is burning up out here on the infield.
The 77 of McNichol is about to be passed. The 18 of McGlynn right up the inside. Can McNichol hold on to keep this top five position? Or is the 18 going to get him? It kind of looks like the 18 of McGlynn is searching around for a good spot to get by, Jerry.
It certainly does. Chad McGlynn looking high and low, trying to find the spot that he wants and needs. But Alvin McNichol doing a great job of using up a lot of racetrack, holding McGlynn back.
Alvin McNichol right now is running on a hope and a prayer and some determination, doing everything he can to keep the 18 behind him. And guys, I don't know if he can keep that car together for these closing laps. We've got 10 to go as they cross the line.
Amazing run tonight at Full Throttle Motor Speedway, the runalung.ca, Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup 100. Amazing night here at Full Throttle. This race is just blown by, Jerry Paxton. Incredible run.
It has been a very, very quick race. We've had very few cautions and a very quick pace. And as we come down now, we've only got a handful of laps to go. Brendan Didero has pulled out the stops, trying to get around the 66 of Josh Wood. But Wood holding on to that lead, making him work as hard as he possibly can if he wants to take it away. Lap traffic now may play a role as Wood in that 66, the 24 of Didero closing in on Brent Graham in that number 14. And it is the 77 of McNichol that seems to be holding a couple of guys back as they're just a little bit wary about trying to pass them.
Josh Wood in the number 66 exits turn two. They're about a half a dozen car lengths, now closing in quickly to that battle behind the 18 of Chad McGlynn. Trouble in turn number four.
The 66 of Josh Wood goes around just amazing with only six laps left to go. That's got to be heartbreak for the 66.
And that was all by himself, unless there was something on the racing surface, but he seemed to be the only one that lost it, and the car just simply went around on him at the beginning of turn four.
Yeah, neither one, Jonathan nor I, actually caught that as they were coming around. Don't know whether their 66 had any help whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
I can't imagine he did.
No. Absolutely no help whatsoever. Didero was just away from him, tapped the brake, and drove around him cleanly. There's not a mark on that 66.
You guys were talking about how fast the pace is here. I went over and ducked at the, took a duck and took a look at the computer. They're on pace for our old 2013 track record, running 90 laps into this race. It's crazy.
We've got 6 laps left to go. 6 laps remaining.
Guys, let's check in with the driver, that number 24. We got Brendan Dodaro. Brent, you got a clear windshield, bud, and only 6 laps left. How is that 24? You ready?
Yeah, 10-4. I had nothing for Josh there. I hate to see him, he took himself out. He's fun, but, we're going to capitalize on this. First time to this track, and, man, do I want this win.
Are you having a lot of fun driving this racetrack? It looks like you're having a blast.
At 10-4, it's a very fun track to drive. Really fast, lots of banking. I'm having a great time out here, Joe.
Any conditions that we should be concerned with? Is the high line, low line, any oil on that racetrack? Are you slipping and sliding at all?
I got no oil. I see nothing.
10-4, bud. Collect your thoughts. 3, go, buddy, go.
10-4.
That's Brendan Dodaro, driver of the number 24. 6 laps, and he is going to make some personal history. He'll be going 3 in a row. Amazing to say the least, Jonathan.
You know, all season, there's only been one car that finished ahead of him so far, knock on wood tonight. There's only been one car finished ahead of him, and that was the 66.
Yeah, tough, tough deal for the 66, but if I've learned anything with this series, don't count him out. The 66 of Wood, he is going to be inside. Hang on a sec here. As scoring does their thing, I don't know where this is going to be on the inside or the outside, but look at it right now. He could have an outside starting spot on the restart. I don't know if you want to be out there. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, the outside line is good down the back straightaway. That's the only place it's good. Otherwise, you want to be down low. You do not want to be passed underneath because the fast lane is still on the bottom of this racetrack, but we'll see where Josh Wood lines up. I'm not sure where they're going to put him, but right now I'm watching the 77 of Alvin McNichol. We've been talking about the smoke coming out of the back end. Even on pace lap speeds, we're still seeing that smoke out of the back. So maybe cooling it down will do him a bit of a favor here.
66 kind of looking for his spot to fit into this field. I don't believe the 18 was any laps down here. Chad McGlynn won't be giving up that spot too quickly, I would imagine, Josh.
Oh, absolutely not. It was the 14 Brant Graham that opened up the hole and let the 66 car in. So as of right now, Josh Wood looking to restart in fourth. He'll be on the outside of row two. Back to the 77 of Alvin McNichol. He is nicknamed the Bandit. And who knows? This field could still get shaken up with 6 laps to go. Maybe McNichol, through all the trials and tribulations tonight, whatever is going on underneath that race car, maybe the Bandit can steal one from Brendan Dodaro.
Great time to remind you all, race fans. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight, by the way. Great time to remind you, next Sunday, we will be live from Sauble Speedway. How about our first APC series race? That's right, the Beat the Heat APC 100 will be live worldwide on racetimeradio.com. You don't want to miss that. Be at the racetrack if you can. But if you can't, keep it tuned to Racetime Radio. As the field doubles up here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway, we got a 6-lap shootout. The 24 of Dodaro inside the 66 of Wood to his outside. Green flag is back out.
Josh Wood restarted on the outside of the front row. And here we go again. The rules are reversed. Dodaro
battling with Wood down the back straightaway. Going to try and keep the 66 behind him. Here they come around at a four.
And it is Didero in that 24 up in front. 66 of Josh Wood falls back to second. Then the 77 of McNichol, the 18 of Chad McGlynn, and Brent Graham in that number 14 working to the inside, trying to get around the 45 of Kevin Trevelyan.
What a race up front with just a few laps left to go in this race. The 24 of Didero, he can't switch it to glide. I'll tell you, he is driving half out the windshield, the other half out the back of the car. He's got a good car underneath him, Josh.
We have got two duels at the front of this field. The battle for the lead, Didero and Wood, and the battle for third, McNichol and McGlynn. Both of them fighting for everything they've got in these closing laps. This time, McGlynn right up underneath the 77 car, down into turn one. McGlynn down the racetrack, trying the inside, down the back straightaway.
Didero down to front straightaway, picks up the white flag. The final lap is underway. Here comes Josh Wood in turns one and two. Can't muster it up as they go down the back straightaway. Didero pulls away. Didero in the 24 takes it out of turn number four. The checkered flag for Brennan Didero, and he will win three in a row with this run along 100 at Full Throttle Motor Speedway.
A dynamite finish for the number 24 of Brennan Didero. One happy dude in that car, you can guarantee it. What a race tonight, Josh.
A great race to say for sure. The drivers now making their way down into victory lane, and some big congratulations between Didero and Wood. As Josh Wood goes by the 24 car, they know that they put on a show one more time here tonight at Full Throttle Motor Speedway.
Okay, quick break. When we come back, we will visit Victory Lane here tonight, Full Throttle Motor Speedway. Stay with us.
Hey, race fans, it's the 82 Fortino's Dodge, Dave Conley from Ottawa, and you're listening to Race Time Radio. Check us out at a local school. Go to buellfordkids.ca.
Tonight's live Racetime Radio broadcast is presented by Thassen Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is Victory Lane ready. Visit ThassenDental.ca, Quality Inn, Halifax Airport. Also powered by BP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
The chase continues in the APC Series, Sunday, August the 2nd. It's the Beat the Heat, APC 100.
At the end of it all, the guy that wins the championship will have to have won a race.
Live from Sauble Speedway, presented by Sauble Falls Tent and Trailer Park.
Stay in her, you're doing great up there. The outside lane's working.
In that APC Series, home tracks don't mean nothing. You've got a whole field of guys that have won everything and everywhere.
Who will beat the heat at the beach? Sunday, August the 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, live, flag to flag. Coverage worldwide on racetimeradio.com. Saturday, August the 8th, it's the 16th annual Atlantic Cat 250, the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, live from Scotia Speed World.
And Dylan Blankhorn is pulling out all the stops. There's no saving anything anymore.
At 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
I think the spotter said, show me what you got. We're seeing it now.
The claws will come out.
Cassius Clark in the 08 is around.
Here we go. Here's the bell. You got a bell on that thing?
For the Atlantic Cat 250, August the 8th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Live, flag-to-flag coverage worldwide at racetimeradio.com.
Now six car single file line, three cars back, then 2x2 all the way back.
Spinning the world of motorsports
to bring you the most comprehensive coverage around.
This is Race Time Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Back with you live tonight from Full Throttle Motor Speedway. The 24 of Didero did it here tonight at this racetrack. A beautiful job done by that number 24. We're going to throw it down to Josh Paxton. I know he's down in Victory Lane. Josh, take it away, buddy.
Thanks very much, Joe and Brennan, right now enjoying the celebration with the crew, the photographers, the media, all capturing the win right now. We'll step in just a moment. Big night for Run Along 100. What a great run and a great cause. I know they're involved, I believe, with Tim Poulton, as Jonathan Schwemmler shared with us earlier. And just waiting for Brennan to shine those teeth. Joe, you know, it looks like he's been to Dawson Dental.
Yeah, it sure does. He's got a victory lane smile, you can guarantee that. Jerry, I know you're over pit side. You got somebody?
We're trying to see if we can locate Josh Wood, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to. He seems to have disappeared here, so give me a minute.
All right, well, while Jerry goes on the scout, I'm going to – oh, look, Batman came down for the photo, too. We'll let Batman in with Brennan Didero, of course, came in for the Fast Five draw, the young child that helped Brennan Didero get such a great start in tonight's race. And lots of media here, lots of fun going on in Victory Lane with the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup. I guess like school, I got to put my hand up and wait my turn. I'm going to step in now with Brennan Didero. And Brennan, we got a chance to talk to you tonight. You were in great spirits. And now the three-peat for the 24 driver. Man, you got to be elated right now.
Yeah, this is awesome. Like I said, I didn't expect to be here. First time ever to this track. Walked it this morning with track owner Gord. And he showed me around this place where you want to be, how you want to run it. So big thanks to him. His car was working good. It was really good on the long runs.
You've had a lot of fun here tonight. Now, we were talking, we've had some bigger names come through this this particular tour with Jay Duer winning some championships. Of course, Sean McGlynn stealing headlines for the last couple of years. But right now in 2015, it's all about the rivalry between you and Josh Wood. You guys continue to put on a show every time you hit the racetrack.
Yeah, for sure. Me and Josh, you know, we're equally as fast. We run each other clean. Our driving styles are very similar. He's a great guy to run with, great competitor.
Did you have anything there for him in the closing laps? We thought maybe you were saving some tires or something to get a run.
Yeah, I could get to his bumper. I was trying to plot out something those last 25 laps, how to get him. I could see his car was starting to go away on him. But then again, so was mine. So if he didn't spin there, I don't think we would have had anything for him.
White flag came up for the final restart. Suddenly the 66 pulls up beside you on the front row. Did you think, here we go again?
Yeah, but, you know, you want to be on the bottom on this track, obviously. It's a faster way around here. And, the car put it in there as hard as we could, and it stuck. Thank God.
Now, you guys were talking about, I know a lot goes into this team. You've got a great group of guys helping you. But you're looking to clear the shop out at the end of this season. You're going on quite the tear to up the sell price of this race car right now. Three wins in a row.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, sponsorship, it's so hard to come by these days. So, you know, it's... The plan is to sell the car. I love racing. I want to do this for as long as I can. So, you know, if we can find a sponsor, that's our main goal, to keep going in this thing.
Well, in any case, right now you remain at the top of the points chase. And if there is a sponsor out there, they know they got a car that has won three races this year and is at the top of the points.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot, guys.
Brennan Didero, three-time race winner in 2015, and a great car to put your name on.
Amazing, to say the least, the run that number 24 car has done over the past three races. It's going to be one to watch, I can guarantee you. Jerry, you must have somebody over there. What you doing, buddy?
We caught up with Josh Wood, and Josh, I think you said it to me best. The word was disappointment.
Yeah, I think I pretty much disappointed everybody here, but it happens. What can I say?
What happened in turn four?
I hit the bump going in, I think, and just threw it loose and couldn't keep up with it.
And there didn't have enough laps left to get it going?
No, unfortunately not. I think we used up that right rear.
Now, I know your fast time in those first few laps, or that first, or probably first 60, you were just a rocket ship out there.
Yeah, I used it up. That's my fault. I can't blame anybody else but myself, so... There's another race here, so we'll try and get it back.
And still second in the points, if that. But I know second is the first one behind the guy that's leading.
Yeah, it's not bad when you don't have any money. So I needed that win to buy some tires, so we'll take what we got and carry on.
There you go. Josh Wood is not giving it up by any stretch of the imagination. He's a fighter. He'll be back to try it again.
Absolutely. You can see that the 66 really wanted this one, Josh, but it wasn't his tonight. The 24 Didero goes to Victory Lane. Down to you.
Absolutely, and I'm here with house announcer Dave Middleton. And, Dave, you've seen a lot of racing, in particular a lot of late model racing. What did you think about that show tonight? 100 laps with the Lucas Oil Sportsman.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you can't get excited about what we just saw here at Full Throttle Motor Speedway, then you're not a true race fan. That was unbelievable to watch. Wood just kind of almost threw that poor race away at tail end. But I'm going to tell you, that's one of the things we talked about early, right, was – drivers here, there's so much grip that develops in this track. You start to brake things or wear out right fronts and right rears, and a couple of brackets were breaking on the right side of cars as well. So the track started to come to them, and they didn't back off enough and used up their stuff early. But I'll tell you, Brennan Dodaro deserved that win. He just sat there, pushed them hard enough to make them use up his stuff, and that's what racing's all about.
Well, and you've done a bit of driving as well, so talk a little bit about the 2 foot timing at this track, because your entry and exit in 1 and 2 is much different than 3 and 4.
You have about 3 seconds from the time you hit the gas to the time you get off the gas and onto the brake. And really, the secret at Full Throttle Motor Speedway is either be on the gas or be on the brake, but never be off both. And that really helps cars get through. 1 and 2, it's a 33 degree banking track, so going through 1 and 2, almost every car is good. Then it's kind of uphill down the back part of the D, and then coming into 3, it's totally different. The brave people are good. You got to keep it at the wall as long as you can, dive into the corner. But the result of that is using up that right front tire, and I think we saw that tonight.
Absolutely. More racing still to come here tonight at Full Throttle Motor Speedway, and thank you very much, Dave Middleton. Hope to have you back on the mic again soon.
Oh, that was a barn burner and a half, that one was. I was just over at Tim Tolton's trailer, and as he said, he didn't have a monkey on his back. He had a whole pack of monkeys on his back. They had an electrical fire underneath the car. They had a wheel that actually they broke a chunk right out of the rim. He said if it could go wrong tonight, it did. But the race was unbelievable. What a show by Josh Wood and Brennan Dodaro. And, you know, you heard Josh Wood say he made a mistake. He ran the tires off early, and he just hit the bump and upset the car in turn 4. He gave up the race. He really thought he had it. And I guess that's the one thing we've learned with the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. It ain't over till it's over.
Pretty amazing tonight. Here, the 24 of Brendan Dodaro goes to victory lane in the runalung.ca 100. The next Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series race will come to you live on August the 8th from Peterborough Speedway. It will be the Breast Cancer Society 100. You don't want to miss it. You'll be able to catch every single lap live right here. Our next live broadcast will come to you next Sunday night, live from Sauble Speedway. It is the Beat the Heat APC 100. We're going to make a little bit of history, Josh. Next Sunday, going to be a huge race at Sauble.
Oh, going to be a great one. Joe burning it up there at the beach with the APC Tour. And, you know, APC helping a lot of guys as they have some mechanical failures here tonight. They'll be looking for parts come Monday morning.
Jerry, that's going to do it for us. Closing thoughts. What did you think, buddy?
That was one unbelievable race. And as I said, congratulations to Brennan Dodaro. And great job by Josh Wood. Just a couple of small mistakes or it would have been Josh Wood in victory lane. Unbelievable race. Full Throttle Motor Speedway, a tremendous race venue. What a show they put on. I think the facility and the cars both helped to put it all together. It was unbelievable. That's the only word I can put to it. It was a great race, a fast, fast race, and that's what made it a lot of fun.
Absolutely, Joe, and the big one I'm going to watch for is that rookie battle. Alvin McNichol, Brant Graham in the 14. Both drivers determined tonight, coming home with decent finishes. Those two are only going to get better and continue to improve the class of this field. The excitement off the hook for the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup.
Well, that's going to do it tonight for this race. The 24, Brendan Dodaro goes to victory lane. 3 in a row. We'll talk to him on Monday night. Sirius XM Channel 167, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all live. But that's going to do it for us tonight at Full Throttle. For Josh Paxton, for Jerry Paxton, Jonathan Schwebler, I am Joe Chisholm, and that's going to do it for us. Congratulations to the 24. He goes to victory lane. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll catch you Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and next Sunday on the ABC Series. Just don't want to miss it. Thanks again. Have a great night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy. Excellent.